coming for the weekend. On Saturday, it's Trina Mar. I got to tell you about a great Irish Oscar shortlisted film. It is called The Irish Goodbye. And we've got the directors of this film on the line, Tom Barclay and Ross White. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, very well. Thank you for having us on.
Do you know, Ross, I realised just a few minutes ago, you've been on the show before. We spoke about Roy.
It was in
February of 2022. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a busy year. Yeah, it's been good. We spoke about Roy back when. So Roy was our first film. Tom and I worked on that together as well.
So I definitely didn't think 10 months later I'd be talking to you about your next project, because I always think these things take such a long time to get together, but you've made it happen. So who wants to tell me about the latest short film?
Yeah, so An Irish Goodbye was actually the first short film script that Ross and I wrote together, but it just ended up being the second film that we made.
Uh-huh.
And it's set in rural Northern Ireland, and it tells the story of these two estranged brothers who are kind of forced to reunite after the passing of their mother. And the younger brother, Lorcan, has kind of stayed on the family farm, and he's a kind of working farmer, and he has Down syndrome. And his older brother, Turlough, who's been away working in England, kind of has to come back and is faced with the reality that he's now his brother's primary carer. It's a very fractious relationship between the two of them, and it's unclear kind of what the future really holds. And then they happen to stumble across their mother's unfulfilled bucket list. And so Lorcan, he's not going to leave Ireland or the farm or anything until he and the brother have completed all of the things on the list. And then it kind of turns out there's like 100 things on there. They crack on.
Well, Ross, yeah, Lorcan is having none of this. He's like, I'm staying on this farm and that's that. And the brother's like, oh, you can't stay in the farm. Like, we have to move on with our lives. And he wants him, is he sending him to go and live with the aunt, is he?
Yeah, so he's trying to send him to go and live with their aunt on the other side of Ireland, which, you know, Lorcan is the character. It's just not having at all. And yeah, I think, you know, for Tom and I, it seemed like a really fun way, you know, a lighthearted way to kind of look at quite a heavy topic, I guess, of grief. And I think that's something that, you know, the Irish kind of sensibility does really well, that kind of black comedy, you know, and the kind of taking quite a heavy thing and hopefully letting us all laugh about it, but also sort of exploring it through these two characters, you know, who process it very, very differently, the sort of the passing of their mum.
I told you, I'm staying here to look after the farm.
I'm not getting stuck here for the rest of my life, mother and you.
Tell me about the actor who plays Lorcan and how you came to meet him.
I mean, really, it was a very fortuitous thing where we'd literally just started writing the script together, and then Ross and I both happened to watch a BBC Northern Ireland TV movie called Ups and Downs, which stars James Martin as the lead. James is a fantastic up-and-coming Northern Irish actor who has Down syndrome, and you know, this character that we were writing, we just sort of saw him appear on our screens, and then from that moment we sort of reached out to James and kind of engineered the project really around him and his availability. So we were really chuffed when he liked the script and enjoyed the character and wanted to come on board. And then it was about finding a suitable brother pairing for him. And that's where the brilliant Seamus O'Hara came in to play Turlough. And honestly, we couldn't have been more lucky with these two to play our brothers. And I mean, you know, the sort of success the film has had is really down to their performances.
God, Seamus O'Hara, you really can't get a more Irish name than that, can you?
I know, he really
is. Yeah.
He's got a very Irish face as well. He's an Irish man, I know, yeah.
An Irish face.
We do Mum's List, and then we go down to Margaret's. Dale?
Dale.
How many's on there?
100.
100?
So tell me about the Oscars. What's the story there?
Yeah, so it's been a wild one. We found out just before the Christmas sort of break there, and it's certainly changed some of the Christmas plans. But we've been doing the kind of festival circuit internationally for about a year now, and it's a big long qualification process, and it's quite difficult to qualify for the Oscars. Luckily, we did so back in September at a Canadian festival called Edmonton. And then, yeah, as I say, we just found out sort of 3 days before Christmas that it had made the shortlist of these 15 final films to kind of be in the category. So we're absolutely blown away, to be honest. We're so thrilled to be the only Irish film and the only English language film, actually, left in the category.
Okay.
It's been a really it's been amazing, because we've sort of, haven't done the festival circuit, we've seen a lot of quality that there is out there in short film. So to be sort of amongst this bunch of really, really fantastic films, yeah, it's such an honour for us.
So 15 on the shortlist, does that go down to 5?
Yeah, it goes down to five. Yeah.
So you've a 1 in 3 chance of making the Oscars.
That's how I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, that's pretty good odds, I would say.
We'll take those on.
It certainly would be nice, yeah. I mean, we've been speaking to the boys about the actors, you know. We're Tom and I are trying to keep very level heads about it, but they're getting very excited about it, speaking about banter tuxes and stuff. And James was telling me that he plays Lorcan. He was telling me that the Oscars actually falls on his birthday this year. So he was sort of...
It's meant to be.
As if I could maybe write to them and tell them that, you know, they need to give it to him.
Yeah.
It's going to be a birthday present. So.
Well, definitely what you don't want to do is you don't want to say that you're going to go with your friend Will Smith, because they might not let you in the door. But but yeah, use whatever you can take. Someone's birthday, whatever, try and get in. So when will you know then? When is the final list out?
I think it's the 24th of January.
He says, I think it is. You know well what date it is.
It's up on the calendar here. 24th of January.
Cancelled everything for that day just to be ready. Fantastic. Well, look, we're going to keep our fingers crossed for you. I have your numbers now. So if I need to speak to you from the Oscars, I will be doing just that. Lovely to talk to you again, Ross, as well.
Brilliant.
Thanks so much.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Cheers. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.